Despite his frailty, when Barris looked away from the sec boss to see his daughter and Mildred enter the room, the sunken eyes blazed with life once more, and in the gaunt, drawn face, Mildred could see echoes of the man he had once been. Echoes of the fine bone structure this once handsome man had passed down to his daughter.
Zanita, it is early. Even though the light pains me now, I can tell from the air itself that it is still the day. You do not usually come until the darkness has fallen and shadows fill the room. There must be good reason for this.
Zanita smiled, ignoring the barely disguised scowl that crossed Marcus's face. She leaned over her father and kissed him gently on the cheek.
Zanita, I would bid you wait until I have finished my business with your father. I am making my report, and there is little to interest you.
I hope you will not feel this way if you attain my hand in marriage. The consort of a female leader should not be so disrespectful.
Marcos gritted his teeth and looked away. Sunita's barb had hit home. Without looking at her, he rose to leave. As he did so, his eye caught Mildred's, and she could see conflicted emotions.
I would only marry for the sake of the people, to give them a leader who would try to do the right thing. There would be no disrespect to you, as that would be like spitting in the eye of Pilatu.
Zanita softened, placing a hand on his arm.
I know you only wish to do that which you think best, but perhaps you should be open to other ways and ideas, and perhaps you should remain here, as you will want to hear what I have to say.
Marcos nodded and returned to his seat.
I suspect that I have some notion of your business, and it would be no hardship to stay.
Mildred frowned slightly. He had been speaking in response to Zanita, but all the while his eyes had been fixed on her. And despite herself, Mildred didn't mind the attention, although she knew he would soon be objecting to what he would hear. Barris looked up at his daughter, and the ghost of a smile played across his lips.
Since before you were born, you have always been like your mother. I know that whatever you are about to say, I probably shall not like it.
Perhaps not. But it is something I implore you to consider. Since I have known Mildred, although it is but a few days, I have come to trust what she says. She is truthful and glad to find our society, but the Whitelanders who arrived with Mildred are not her masters, are not her enemy. They are her friends, and she wishes you to grant them their freedom, for which they shall undertake to help and work in the Ville until such time as they can leave.
This wasn't exactly what Mildred and Zanita had discussed, but Zanita had her reasons. She held up her hand to silence Marcos, who rose angrily to his feet, eyes flashing fire at Mildred, as though she had betrayed him in some way.
I know that the albino, Jack, led Marcos to believe that he was their slave in order to attain freedom, a deception the one-eyed man encouraged and reinforced. But this was so that at least one more of them may go free. It was a small untruth, nothing more.
Nothing more, woman? By the Lord, the albino lied to me, to my brother, and to the whole island. He could have carried out any amount of treachery while he was free.
And has he?
No. Not that I know. But that is not the issue.
Then what is, Marcos? That a man should tell an untruth to attain freedom? That his companions should collaborate to grant him this, even at their own expense? Surely that speaks of a greater nobility.
The girl has you there, my friend. Your hot temper bids you lead with your mouth rather than your brain. You have learned over the years to control this, but your nature lets you down here. What makes you feel so strongly this time?
Nothing. It is nothing.
But the old man was still sharp and noticed the quick glance his sec boss gave Mildred. Barris appraised her.
Why did you not mention this before?
I needed time to recover from my own injuries. I also needed time to gain the trust of your daughter. I had to explain things to her, to try to show her how I am. I couldn't expect her to take my word on face value.
My daughter is a fair woman and a good judge of character. But why now and not tomorrow or even yesterday?
Mildred looked at Zanita. How could she tell him, that they had chosen today because they had only struck their bargain this morning. Since that first night, when the leader's daughter had told Mildred about the island and her position, and how she wished to be free of the obligations of marriage and be the leader herself, Mildred had wondered if the woman was reaching out to her, looking for an ally. In return, once she had the lay of the land, Mildred knew that she would need the assistance of Sunita in trying to persuade her father to authorize her friend's release in the face of the strong opposition she expected from Marcos. It had come to a head that morning when Mildred had explained to Sunita her decision. The woman had considered Mildred's words carefully before answering.
We must leave this island, that much you know. And the fact that you and the Whitelanders have such a close bond should show all but the most intractable of the islanders that it is possible for us to live in peace in the Whitelands, and that not all Pale Ones are the demons of legend. If your friends were to be released, and the islanders were to meet them and exist with them for a short while, then it would perhaps help to reinforce this. But there will be those who will disagree.
There have always been people like that in any situation. If they're not the majority, then their objections can be answered and overruled by the majority.
It is perhaps not that easy. There are those who will consider you a traitor to your skin for suggesting such action, wondering why you have chosen to do this after seemingly settling in with us. And these people will perhaps turn against me if I back you.
Well, that's nothing new. But that's a risk I'll have to take. You too. If you help me, then I can help you. I'll support you as you need when the time comes to make your stand. I know that's what you want. You're going to take a lot of crap about your decision to assume the leadership yourself, and maybe, as an outsider, I can help you more than anyone caught up in the politics of the situation. I figure I would have done it anyway, because I feel you're doing the right thing. But just maybe having the others free will help for the reasons you say. It'll demonstrate your leadership by showing how Pale Ones and the brothers and sisters can coexist.
I believe you. And I believe in you, Mildred Wyeth. You have your bargain.
Barriss, you cannot seriously contemplate such a ridiculous move. Surely you can see that this would cause nothing but discord and chaos.
Barriss silenced him with a raised hand. The Sekboss's respect for his leader was such that he quieted immediately, although his staring eyes and heaving chest told of the emotion he fought to contain.
Do not tell me what I may or may not do for my own people. Until, if you take the hand of my daughter, you are not the leader nor the heir. So do not presume to tell me my duty.
I'm sorry. I did not wish... I wanted merely
that
to...
That does not matter.
But what is your decision, Father?
Mildred, please step forth.
I'm here, sir.
Mildred Wyeth, I have heard much about you from my daughter. She says you are a healer, and that you carry much medicine with you. Is this so?
It is. I carry what supplies I can find in my travels, and I know how to use them. But if you're going to ask...
I am not. I know that I am on the path to the lands where my ancestors dwell, and I realize that the road is not long anymore. My end is drawing near. I only ask that I have peace along the way.
If that's what you want, I have medicine to ease your pain, and I can instruct your healer so that she can administer it, if you don't trust me yet.
That is not necessary, but the gesture tells me much. You should not distrust Marcos. He is a good man, if headstrong. But he will learn the truth about your comrades soon enough, if they are free to show him.
You'll release them?
Yes. Marcos, you will take Mildred and Sunita to the jail and release her prisoners. They are under the charge of my daughter. Also, find the albino and make sure he understands the situation.
Your wishes will be complied with.
Barriss leaned back on the pillow supporting him, closing his eyes.
Now go, please, all of you. I will expect to hear from you later today, Mildred.
You will.
Sunita, Mildred, and Marcos turned to leave, the sec boss allowing the women to precede him out the door. However, when they were outside, he pushed brusquely past Mildred.
Follow me now, and we will get this madness over and done with.
Letting him move on a few paces, Mildred stayed Sunita with a hand on her arm.
You've done your bit, sister. The deal is on.